take care. You might say that person is very caring. Do you know the term queer?
Well,
about people?
Yeah, they. I've heard it referred to as they are a queer person.
What does that mean?
Well, a little bashful or awkward or curious.
Curious?
Yeah.
What does that mean? They're not the usual kind of person?
Yeah.
Well, did you ever hear queer used in any other way?
Yes.
Is it good or bad?
Well, I think it'd be bad.
Okay. If someone says, well, I'm just not going to do that, and he just continues to say that he's not going to do that, you might say, well, that person is just stubborn, or what would you say?
I'd say he is stubborn.
Any other term?
Contrary.
Okay. If somebody is very, very easily offended, and if you look at them in the wrong way, they start to cry or something like that, you would say, well, she's so
curious and peculiar.
All right. Touchy.
Touchy.
If someone got just so mad that they were ready to fight, you'd say, he got awfully
angry.
Or any other term to use?
Mad.
All right, now the dog's barking. What would you say to him to try to get him quiet?
I'd say, come here, Cindy, and be quiet.
Or what if you were to holler at somebody in a burning building to, you wanted to keep them quiet and not let them get too excited, you might say to them,
be calm.
Okay. If you, well, right now I know you're very, very tired, what do you say about this?
I'm so tired.
And what else? Any other terms?
Wore out.
Wore out, good. If your cow got sick, you know, what would you say about her?
I'd say she is sick, maybe the veterinary.
If someone started to sneeze and so on, you would say he
sneezed.
Alright, if they start to shiver and get cold and so on, you
just take it cold.
Alright. If their throat gets thick and starts to tighten up and sound lower, you might say
he has laryngitis or tonsillitis.
Or if he's, would you say hoarse?
Hoarse.
And what if he does this? What is that?
That's a cough.
If you were to ask a little child or a child about taking his medicine, you would say, blank, you taken your medicine today?
Have you taken your medicine today?
All right. And if you're going to ask him, will he take his medicine tomorrow, what would you say to him? You'd say, Johnny, about tomorrow.
Will you take your medicine tomorrow?
What do you say about a person who can't hear?
Deaf.
And what if he starts to break out and water beads all over him? You'd say, he
sweating.
What if you have a place